Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Olala Njinga, the founder and of Yellowwood Group, an outstanding small business there in the North Carolina area. North Carolina, I should say, in the Raleigh and Charlotte area, right?
Olala. That's correct.
And now, now a public servant on a number of boards and organizations across the state, helping to promote the awareness of small business and the connection between education and the workforce. Olala, this is International Women's History Month.
Yeah.
And what does that mean to you as a woman small business owner? As a woman who cares about the way the America goes and the way the marketplace is going, what does that mean to you?
Well, it's interesting because as a woman who owns a company, who kind of sings for her own supper, charts her own path, employs people, takes care of my family, I think of the celebration of women as an everyday experience. So it being carved out as one month to highlight the achievements of women, both established and emerging, it's kind of like, you know, women in business are doing incredible things every single day. A month to celebrate that is a wonderful gesture. We should also be celebrating that every single day. It shouldn't be a surprise.
And when and of course, last month was National Black History Month.
Right.
And the same could be said for that.
Feeling, right?
The same could be said for that. Because there is no International White Men's Month, right?
This is true. depending upon who you argue.
Or, of course, some people could say, no, there are 11 of those, right?
Right. I think that's a different show. So I'm real big on women celebrating women. And there's something that I say all the time, which is, you know, when we lift one, we lift all. And that's how I feel about women in business. I appreciate that we're celebrating that. I appreciate that we're putting, you know, a spotlight on the achievements of women. But this should not be a surprise.
Right.
You know, women right now, particularly in small businesses, we just tipped over half of the small businesses that are represented in the United States. And so this is clearly our time. This is our path. And women are no stranger to achievement, particularly in business.
Well, I just interviewed Linda McMahon, who co-founded WWE with her husband Vince decades ago, and she wound up being the CEO of the company. And I told her, I said, young women today stand on your shoulders, yours and others, and other women who founded companies.
Right.
So what you're saying is that, and I think you're right, and I think sometime in your lifetime, if not in my lifetime, we'll quit talking about Black History Month and Women's History Month. We won't talk about it at all because it'll be academic.
And history is history. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's all one big history. It's a rainbow-colored history, whether we're talking about race, whether we're talking about gender. You know, it's all one big piece of both our history and our legacy. And we need to embrace it from that perspective and live every day in celebration of each other.
That's right.
And each other's achievements.
Well, it's just like what I've told people about social media.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to when we don't have a social media strategy and a marketing strategy. We just have a marketing strategy that includes social media.
Well, you know, that's right. What I did for 13 years.
I know. but there's still people out there who still, you have to start them out with a social media strategy.
Yes. I see them. I refer them out all the time. Because they're intertwined. I mean, it's like anything in business. All areas of your business are interconnected. And it's dangerous to isolate pieces and try to manage those individual pieces. A business is organic. Mm-hmm. Women, I do believe, have really embraced that sense of everything is organic, everything is holistic when it comes to their business. We have more work-life integration as mm-hmm. opposed to the fallacy around work-life balance,
right.
Which is just, you know, a colloquialism that just makes me crazy when I hear people say that. So because women have such a rich concentration in our commerce, in our infrastructure, we are employers.
In our families.
I do believe that the conversation around women achieving has been elevated, and that is a good thing for mm-hmm. all women. And it impacts men. And you know how I feel about that, because I have a child of each sex,
right.
where my daughter is older. And so I always want to be mindful of the fact that, you know, men are helping to elevate women also. And they understand that it's been different for women, and that's why we have things like International, you know, Women's Day, and we celebrate those achievements because, quite frankly, they've been dismissed. You know, some women are just ignorant to the fact that women have significant achievements in history, and then some men are just dismissive about women's achievements. So I do believe we need to raise the conversation. I live for the day when the fact that a woman is running a multi-billion-dollar company doesn't have to be plastered on the front page of a newspaper
or
commonplace.
Or that we have to vote for a woman president because we need our first woman president.
And exactly.
Am I right about that? And that's not a political.
Absolutely.
That's not a political statement. I would say that if it were the other way around. I'm
right.
just saying. I agree with that. And
I didn't take it politically.
Yeah,
I want a qualified candidate in the big chair. Someone who understands that there's a balance between,
right.
you know, balancing our budget and balancing the needs of humanity. I want a leader who is compassionate and also a leader who's intelligent.
But here's the thing, though. Like everybody else, if you want something, you got to go get it. It's not going to come to you. You got to meet
That's
the world.
Right.
You got to meet the world at the gate. The world won't come in up and knock on your door. You got to meet you out at the gate, out on the street.
Thanks.
Quick
I'm
break.
I'm going to my gate today.
Right
those,
back.
In the
right
primary.
Back with Olala and Jenga. After these messages, Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.